providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, Tom, for the second half of the KE Report. I'm going to devote this entire second half, which is segment 7 and segment 8, to political topics. I have Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. I'm going to ask Jimmy to take over the mic here in 2 seconds. Also have Rob Shire on. Rob was introduced to you guys yesterday in our daily editorial. Jimmy, the microphone is yours. Take this any place you want to.
Well, I think we've got to start off with probably the most important issue that's facing the globe right now, and it's not COVID. It's actually what's happening in Afghanistan and the Taliban rapid, basically in a week or 11 days, take over the entire country after the United States had put nearly $2 trillion worth of investment, had trained a very large military force, and had attempted over 2 decades to build institutions that would last. And unfortunately, we see that demise rather rapidly. But the more important issue that is facing the world right now is how the United States government, in particular, this administration and the leader, the executive office, Joe Biden, is handling it. And unfortunately, our major foreign allies, Angela Merkel, Macron, even Justin Trudeau, who attempted to get a hold of the White House but couldn't, and actually ended up speaking to Hillary Clinton about issues related to Afghanistan withdrawal. We are seeing an absolute failure in leadership and the basically taking, Joe Biden not taking questions, the media attempting to spin this. Well, we have admittedly by the White House between 10 and 15,000 Americans stuck outside the wire of Karzai International Airport, KIA, in Kabul. And why we went from 2,200 troops up to now, I guess, around 7,000 to do the evacuation, while the French government is doing convoys for their embassy to pull people out, while the UK are sending commandos into town to pull their people out, and the largest military in the world, under the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, and the Defense Secretary Austin, saying that we aren't capable of going out and getting Americans. Not to mention the 65 to 80,000 Afghans that work directly with U.S. government and non-government organizations, and as well as our military forces that are under threat from the Taliban. This is a global disaster, and it is absolutely going to have ramifications for a long period of time if we can't come out of it. And unfortunately, I do not see actions that are going to somehow protect the Americans that are there, the volunteers that committed. I mean, we're talking doctors, nurses, and teachers. Yeah, just volunteers out in, with Peace Corps, with International Agency or Agency for International Development, AID, people that are out there just trying to do better, that took a risk to go help support this. And we walked away and let it crumble, and we don't have an answer for it. It's unbelievable.
Well, given the fact that I would have to say this is very definitely close to the first major foreign affairs issue that President Biden has had to deal with, I'm really not sure, not being in the Oval Office right now, I'm really not sure that I can actually say that he's done a terrible job. I mean, maybe he's holding something under the table. I don't know, but it sure would seem to me that the people at the airport waiting to get airlifted out of there are in big trouble right now. Because one thing about the Taliban, the representatives of the religion of peace, pardon me for saying that, the one thing about those guys is they don't screw around. You vote the wrong way, they cut off your hand. You don't wear a burqa and they cut off a woman's head oftentimes. I mean, these are people you have to be very, very careful with, and they scare the daylights out of me, and I'm not sure that the executive office is handling this appropriately right now. I want to bring up something that I heard last night on the news, and that was to guarantee a trip out of Pakistan right now, Afghanistan. You pretty much have to guarantee that you're willing to pay $2,000 for that ticket. What do you think about that, you guys?
Well, I can just say that, you know, I served in four different embassies. Every single embassy is required to have an EAP, an emergency action plan. It is also required to keep contact. Now, you don't have to do it, certainly in London and, you know, Paris. They don't track everybody in the country because there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans there. But they have the opportunity, and inside that emergency, that EAP, that emergency action plan, there are policies for what happens. In the more risky places, absolutely must happen. Now, there is... The way way it works is if there's an emergency evacuation, people do, the State Department is supposed to, you know, not by congressional law, they're supposed to charge people for evacuation. Of course, Afghanistan is a completely different environment, and in an emergency situation, to actually have people sign those notes at this point when it was the cause of the U.S. government for the collapse, not the situation outside of you know, the someone else's fault or some, you know, emergency like a natural disaster, you have to wonder. But yes, that is a policy. That's been the policy for many years in many places, but it is frustrating to see it being used for a bunch of volunteers and a bunch of military people that were sent over there, and as well as you know, other Americans that were trying to do good for the community.
You know, we got to take a commercial break, Rob and Jim. We got to take a commercial break, but we have a couple of minutes before we need to do that. I kind of want to switch subjects. We got a whole entire segment to do after we do this one. There are so many things going on right now in my country, America, and obviously your country too, that all three of us truly love. There are so many things going on right now that I think need opinions, because our opinions bring out the opinions on the blog of our very intelligent listeners. You know, it's funny. I addressed a comment this morning from CFS, our retired tenured physics professor from Purdue University. He was talking about how people are making money doing daily editorials, Jimmy, like you and I have been doing now for about 5 years. And I thought to myself, you know, we're not charging for this, but I got to tell you, we're pretty good Americans to be able to be willing to put this information out free of charge. And I am very, very proud of that, because we are proving the true love for our country, for lack of better terms. What do I mean by that? I mean purely and simply that we're not telling you what to believe. We're simply giving our opinions. And if our opinions kind of jiggle some memory, some opinions from you guys, I mean, when you look at the intelligence quota of our bloggers, which has got to be very, very high, more and more people are starting to listen to what we're starting to say, because they truly appreciate, as Lance has said numerous times, my wife is a diehard viewer of CNN. God bless her, Lance. The only thing I can say is she's looking at the other side of the coin. You have complimented Jim and I more than 27,000 times on the views that we are giving on this, and you are telling me that we personally are giving the other side of the story. America has also always been willing to give the other side of the story, and it only started that the other side of every story was not being given when many of the progressives said, we just simply can't do that anymore. I find that to be very, very interesting, and I find that to be very, very disconcerting for people living in America. Stick around right after the commercial break. We're going to be right back.